Moving on, Italy's right-wing coalition government sent bank shares plummeting yesterday when they announced a surprise 40% windfall tax on bank profits resulting from higher interest rates. The tax came after bumper profits from lenders and mounting pressure on the government of Giorgia Meloni's government to help Italians with the cost of living increases resulting from high inflation. Let's talk now to Victoria Scholar, who is head of investment at Interactive Investor. Victoria, good afternoon, and thank you for joining us today. The impact on Italian banks yesterday from this announcement was a sharp drop in their share price. What has happened today?
Yes, that's right. We saw a big plunge in a lot of the lenders in Italy yesterday, wiping out more than 9 billion euros from the Italian banking sector. But we're seeing stocks like UniCredit and Intesa Sao Paolo, they're on the bounce back today after Italy's finance ministry changed it so that the levy would be a lot more watered down. Now it won't exceed more than 0.1% of a bank's total assets. And that's to try to limit the negative impact on the sector. I don't think the government quite realised the extent to which this would punish banking shares, and it's really concerned about financial stability, which prompted the sell-off. So that's why it's wound back its policy in less than 24 hours.
And has that backpedaling, has it worked? Has it allayed the fears of investors in banks?
Well, judging by the market reaction today, the answer is yes. We're seeing a lot of the stocks on the bounce back up by 2 or 3 or 4%, but they're not back up to levels we saw 2 days ago. And this tax will still hurt, even though it's not 40% on bank profits. It will still amount to more than 10% of their profits in 2023. Some analysts are suggesting that the reduction is to about a fifth of the level announced yesterday. So they will still be faced with a levy, but a much lighter one than we thought 24 hours ago.
The fact that the Italian government was forced into announcing this partial backtracking, this introduction of a cap, limiting the impact that the original announcement would have had on lenders, that would indicate they were aware of a potential risk to their banking system. Was there?
Well, I think that imposing a 40% tax on the profits of any sector would clearly be negative for their share prices. Clearly, the banks have been doing very well lately, not because of things going on within the companies themselves, but because of the broader macroeconomic backdrop of elevated inflation and the response from central banks to raise interest rates to try to rein in those price pressures. So it's a kind of a similar situation to what we saw in the oil sector in the UK, when the oil giants made whopping profits on the back of the war in Ukraine. Again, not because of anything to do with the individual companies, but because of something to do with global affairs. And so that's why it's decided to try to redistribute these profits away from the banks and towards those who are most in need, because it's understood that there are about a million Italian families who weren't able to pay their loans and their mortgages in full back in March. So that highlights the strain that tighter monetary policy is having on its economy.
All right, Victoria, thank you for talking to us today. That's Victoria Scholar, Head of Investment at Interactive Investor.